αυτόν ο Ιχπλάιο.
Hey, first of all, that everyone knows the Shpocha sitting shiva from my auntie is Shir Shpila Nishmas Mary Martin Basav Shimon Freelander. As soon as the signs went up, first straight away two people came over to me, one with the horror, and you know, the minute gets to Yamachim and all Jesus. So very nice, Shkoyach. So he's need. No, the minig is to be Machme. I said, very nice. Who said the minig here is to be Machme? The minig is to be Machme, all Jesus, 6 hours. Well, the first aura, and the second aura was that, I already spoke about it there in the Shir, so probably say the same thing. So, and I'll be Chazor to Shir, we'll hear new Chidushim. Right. And the third Adama, I brought in all cheeses. There's ranging from Emmental cheese, which is Schweizer cheese. I have moldy cheese, it has actual mold grown into it. We have normal Sherrington cheese that everyone has seen. And the last one is Parmesan cheese, it's as hard as a brick. And then my father came especially, he always told me when you learn halacha you have to be practical. So that's what we've done. The Gemara says, the Gemara Kasha Boy Minei, Rav Asim Rav Yochanan, Kama Yishan Ben Bosa Legrina. How long does a person have to wait from eating Bosa to have Grina? Omale, Veloi Klum, don't have to wear anything. So the Gemara, Amy, I have Omar Abchizda, I will Bosa, also like Legrina. If you have Bosa, then you're not allowed to have Grina. So I would have thought also vice versa. So the Gemara, no, Grina, Mutter Lechel Bosa, once you eat cheese, you don't have to wait at all. Ella Kamisha Bain Grinna Nabasa, and whenever they come again, go for him, Chizda, Achal Bosa, also like a Grinna, Grinna, Mutta like a Bosa. The Gemara says clearly, the whole waiting is only from meat to milk, or from cheese to meat, the Gemara says no waiting time, cures them, Chlau. Right? And the Halacha, the Rambam, the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch all go with it. They bet them you don't have to wear anything after cheese, milk, nothing. Sorry?
Wash your mouth out?
Just you have to wash your mouth out on your hands in case you have milk in your mouth, never going to come to eat milk and me at the same time. There's not a lot of waiting, just practical reasons you can't eat milk and fly shakes at the same time. So, where's the whole that everyone knows, every Yiddish person knows, sure, wait, how long you have to wait off from cheese? It comes from Aram Rothenberg that says that he always laughed about these people that were machmeh. Until one day he was about to eat a flash of Yisida and he realized he had cheese in his teeth. So from then on he said that he was machme to wait, like he waits from meat to milk. Well then he waited from milk to meat, same thing. But he says clearly...
Same reason.
Sorry?
It's not the same reason. It says that from meat to milk,
But he says, the Maram Rothenberg says clearly that he was only machme to meat, as in cow meat. To bosa oif, he was never machme. He says clearly in his tshuva. So he said the whole reason why he was machme is because he found a piece of cheese in his tooth, right? Which is called, in like you were just Moira, you find it by meat, means bosa bein hashanayim. You found a piece of meat inside your teeth. So who are then? As cheese inside the teeth, it was also machme. But for the thing of course, something else for Moshech Tam, that the Tam stays in your stomach or in your throat a long time, it's no mention. So the Issa Heta, when he brings down the Maran, he adds in that besides for the thing of getting stuck in the teeth, there's also a thing of Moshech Tam, which means that if there's a proper, a heavy cheese, you'll be able to taste it for a few hours afterwards. And even that, the Wagoza, not to have a taste of cheese in your throat, in your stomach, while you're eating meat, right? There's two. There's one is Moshech Tam, which means that the taste stays in you a long time. And the other one is by hard cheese, that because it's so hard, it'll get stuck in your tooth, and I'll stay there also for a long amount of time. Now the Beis Yosef, you know, I mentioned before that the Mechaber doesn't hold of waiting, but the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, and the Purush on the Torah in the Ruchaim brings down the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar says you have to wait in everything. Milchus Fleisch, you always have to wait. Kesida Chada, Keshota Chada. One Sida and 1 hour, right? That's what the Zohar says. But every from Milchus Fleisch, Fleisch to Milchus has to be a separate Sida and has to be an hour in between. So the Beis Yosef brings down the Zohar Kodesh, and he says if the Maran would have seen the Zohar, he would never be maker from cheese to basa oif. He would be machmeh everything. Because the Maran was only machmeh from cheese to meat, as in cow meat. From basa oif, we could have a minute later. The Beis Yosef says if he would have seen the Zohar, he would also be machmeh in everything for now. That's what Beis Yosef says. And Beis Yosef says, Kedai l'hachmi. Right? When he's Purush, when he writes Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention at all. So we'll see why there he says, yeah, and here he says, and here there's no mention. So the Ramah, when he brings down the halacha waiting, he says, Yesh machmir nafila b'basa ha-chagvina, v'chene ha-hagin, shekol sh'agvina kosher, ein oichlen achrei afilo basa oich. Kemoi begvina acha basa, and he says, v'chein hu b'zoya, he's going with the Zohar's mahalach, and he says, v'yesh mekilen, they don't weigh at all, v'ein limchois, rak sh'yasa kinua fardocha, and the tilas yidayim, because that's the basis, you have to wash your mouth out, just in case you have cheese running in your mouth, but he ends off, v'miu, toiv l'hachme, that we should wait from cheese before we have meat.
What's the habit of it? We make from the supposed office of why should the people self be scientific?
Because
what was
Bosa?
Why what was
happening there that's
less than
the whole Zach of Midaraisa, Bosa Mukhala, is Dr. Bosa, Bosa. So on the Ramah, then they would say that by Gvina Kosha we have to wait, as Makhluk is what is Gvina Kosha. The Tal says, even though the Isfahata brings down two types of cheeses. The Isfahata brings a notion of Gvina Kosha, which is hard cheese, and it also says Gvina Meseloas, which means moldy cheese. Right? And nowadays, moldy cheese doesn't mean that they leave it out in the open and it gets mold. Nowadays, they pour a culture of mold in the cheese, and it grows as the cheese matures. Because otherwise, if you just leave it outside, it would be dangerous to eat it. This, they're selling you to eat it.
That's got mold in it?
Yeah. See the green? Pass around. Green and blue?
Especially
made. Open it, you can try it out if you want to have raw plates. So the Tal says that, like he was worried before, that the whole reason why Bosa Ben Ashnaim is called Bosa because you have a Jesus Kosov.
To do this kind of problem, by the way. Problem,
no? So, see the reason why I forget. But 1 minute. So you were worried before that Dr. Bosa Ben Ishnaim is a problem. If you have Bosa, that means you've got a good question. Everybody, you have to find a piece of meat in your tooth, and it's not a piece of meat anymore, it's gone, yeah? So, why is it still called Bosa Ben Ishnaim? So, there's a possible learns that even if you find Bosa between your teeth, it's still got a shame Bosa. So, the Tal says, we never don't find that by Gvina. And therefore, you find a piece of cheese in your tooth, it's not called Gvina. And therefore, the Tal says the only place you machmeh on Gvina is dafka by Gvina Meseloas, which is moldy cheese, because Moshech Tam. Right? And a strong cheese that they put a lot of rennet in, and it's got a taste, it's got a heavy taste. And the Shach says, no, we go both reasons, Sai taste, and also Gvina Kosher. That's Machlokes Taz and Shach. So just one point, we said before the Mechaber doesn't bring down the whole case of waiting at all. So there is a Machlokes with the Gedolei HaSfaradim whether there is a Mokum for Sfaradim for making it and you shouldn't have to wait at all. The Mechaber doesn't bring it down Shulchan Aruch, only the Ramah. So the Filei Sfaradim, we could say they don't have to wait at all. The Kafar Chaim and the Chidor, they say no, you do have to wait. But Rav Avadia, he brings down the whole list of Mamkemas that they don't have to wait. By Svadim, they're no waiting after Gvina Kosha. But the interesting thing is, if you're a Vadya, yeah. There is, but you don't have to wait. But the Kavachayim bring down two interesting things. One, he says that there was the minig in where he lived was that how many hours do you wait after Hajjis? So the minig in his town was that every month that was maturing, that's how many hours they waited. So it matured 2 months and they waited 2 hours. It matured 6 months, they waited 6 hours. They went half in the Santa Minute. Kavachan. In Baghdad. And but he says the Minig Yerushalayim, very interesting. Minig Yerushalayim and the Kavachan, he didn't wait at all after Gvina Kosha.
Depends if it was the same Gvina Kosha.
So we'll go into each in a minute. So let's get items getting itchy for the practical. So the halacha, this was the achronim told us. Now we have a ramor, we have a shach, and we have a taz. Ramor says you have to wait after giving the kosher. The taz says kosher is lav dafka kosher, it means heavy cheese which had a strong taste. And the shach says no, even if it hasn't got a strong taste but it's hard as a rock, it's giving a kosher. And even if it's not as hard as a rock, if it also has a strong taste, then it's also called Gvina Kosha. The halacha, most achronim go with the shach, any of them, all a strong taste, all a hard, both of them is called Gvina Kosha. Now, if you go to the shops, when they're sold, they have much more selection than you have here. There's hundreds of cheeses you can buy, yeah? Now, do which one, yeah, which one not. So we'll break it down into three shittas. You have the most machme that hold that the whole reason why in the old times it took 6 months to mature because they didn't have good machinery. But nowadays we have good machinery. Even in the normal case, shaving machinery can be made in 2-3 days or less. Bring a kosher, yeah? And you have to be 6 months on everything.
6 hours.
6 hours, sorry, on all cheeses. This depends who you talk to. Free of Shem is out.
This
is not. Yeah, but it's soft.
Soft.
So, but they hold that. No, I spoke to Rabbi Yosef Padworth today, I spoke to Shimon Friedman today, and Shem Zalman says it, and Mirz Hitzchak says it. They all say that the machinery nowadays is like 6 months in the old days, and therefore, blanket, all cheeses, you have to wait 6 hours. That's. Now, you have Rav Ozna, Eide Chodis, Rabbi Yashiv. They didn't then lose for us. They just said because it's too hard to know which yeah, which not, we'll mach them all. Right? You're not going to put a sign up in the shop. This one, yeah, this one, yeah. One second. That's the second shitter. Then you have the third shitter. The third shitter holds, which is a lot of American Rabbonim, and also Yachim Ashten, the Ben Moshe, they hold, the Rabelski, they hold note that. Practical, it's the same brand that they use them use nowadays, and therefore it's either hard cheese or it's not cheese. And they say that most cheeses are not called hard cheese. So most cheeses in America, the Ben Moshe says clearly that Rove cheese in America are called soft. Only Gvina Shveitzari, he says, which is a Schweizer cheese, that is called Gvina Kosher, and that you have to wait 6 hours. But otherwise, it's fine. Sorry? Yeah. So you have three shittas, and now I'm not going to tell you who the halacha is like, because I need to put my head into a big gedolei olam. But in general sense, when I spoke to Dan Greenhouse a few years ago, and I asked him about the chumrah of the bedatz and Rav Ozna, he told me, that's a chumrah yaseira. But then when I saw in the Hakkad a few years later that they forget that they changed to the old from what used to say that, and now it says we go with the Shevet Halevi, so obviously I knew who was running the Kedasta, because he told me that they don't go with that and it's a Chumri Yisera, And the next year I saw in our call that the girl would have shared with her lady, and they changed from the previous year. Previously it said all cheeses besides these cheeses, and that's spoke to Dan Greenhouse. And the next year in our call it says that we go with the shared with her lady, that will mark on all cheeses. So, Kishan, I'll ask, every rabbi will tell you something else, and therefore, if you're speaking practically, then master, these cheeses, the champion cheeses, and I spoke to Mr. Barry Leonard last night, who's the head of Shervington, and he told me the only cheese he has that is over 6 months is the black label, matured cheddar. But other than that, there's no 6 month cheeses, they're all, I would say it's gonna, you don't have to wait 6 hours. And that's what I heard from Chaim Haim. Of course, it goes without Mahalach. It's either 6 months or it's not 6 months. The new stam blanket Issa. So the general sense is in other places that there is mocking to be made of. Now, so I spoke to Barry Lennon. He told me a very interesting story. He told me he went to Obsadia Mall. Maybe some of you remember. He told me he went to him with his mature cheddar to ask him if this gruner kosher, and he told him to take out of the fridge and leave on the table for half an hour, and he pressed it with his finger and it was soft. So Psadi told him this way to call hard cheese, it's a waste of time. Gruner kosher, Psadi said, like this, pass around like a brick. Parmesan cheese from Italy. What? Parmesan cheese from Italy is hard as a rock. Sadly said, if it's not as hard as a rock, it's not called Gruner Kosher. And the master I found him a code for him is
that's fine. Just in the past.
Unless it has a strong taste. Nah, I have no idea, I've never tasted it.
No,
has to have both. Say that, yeah, either or. But if it's soft and hasn't got a hard taste, then that's Cornish. Rennet goes in all cheeses. Pizza cheese. Pizza cheese, as all the rumors go, that people say things in B'Shem Rabbonim, and then they go to Rabbonim and say, we heard something in B'Shem Rabbonim, is it true? Yes, it's printed in Torah Shuvos. Someone asked from Yashu that I heard B'Shem Rabbonim that melted pizza cheese down for 6 hours. So it's unbelievable to see that. We had the chutzpah to write, I heard B'Shem Rabbonim that pizza cheese, you don't have to wait 6 hours, is it true? So Rashi answers back to him, what you heard from my name is not true. So he said, why? Because like I said before, there's two reasons always, Moshe of Tam and there's Gruner Kosher. So he says the Mekor to say on melted cheese, why you don't have to wait 6 hours, comes from a Yad Yehuda. Yad Yehuda says that if once it's melted, then you don't have to wait. So Rashi says that it's very nice for the Adhidi to say that, but it's only because he holds there's no such thing as Moshe Tam. The only problem is the feeling Yadihuda, Gruner Kosher. It's either hard or it's soft. Therefore, the feeling Yadihuda, once I made it soft, then I haven't got any other problem. Therefore, pizza cheese, the feeling Yadihuda will be fine. So the Rashi said, no, but the feeling that we hold will machme for both, even if it's soft, if it's Moshe Tam, if I use a proper moldy cheese or one and it's got a heavy taste, it doesn't make a difference if it's melted or not. And therefore, even on a pizza, if they use hard cheese, which is Moshe Tam, I'm still going to have to wait 6 hours afterwards because of the taste. Right?
My practice, they don't put.
They don't put. No. The crime, Heinrich or Trubber, recently on the Parmesan cheese, which is actually the triangle, the heart of the brick on pizza. But he told me it's only, he had one place in Australia that would sometime use it, but it's really not practical to use cheese as hard as a rock, and he wanted it to melt on the pizza and look fine. They're using basic cheese, which most of the time is if not given a kosher.
Sorry, I can't understand this. He said, Rabbi Noah was a friend of God. He said, forgive me, but what about Moshav Tam?
So either maybe he didn't go with it, or he held there was a Moshav Tam.
How do you know your friend?
Okay, so maybe he knew. This cheese, I haven't opened it yet, but they say if you open it, it'll smell it straight away. That means it's got that proper.
But it has to be after pizza, or not?
No, only if they use hard cheese. Only if they use hard cheese. If they use hard cheese. If they use hard cheese, which is Moshav Tam, then you have to wait. If they're using normal Shevington cheese, which is not Moshav Tam, then there's no reason to wait anyway. Right? Now, going back over time. Just for the Zohar said, I said before, that it says Sida Chodo Shor Chada, they have to wait always an hour, yeah? So, I was once walking in the good days with Rabbi Schneeberg, the Zagazint, and if I could have those walks again, walking home from Shul, and I asked him about the Harchi, Sofchi, he didn't have exactly what I was talking about, but he told me, Heinach, as he told me, Yede Zacht has to wait in halbe Shul, yeah? Half an hour. So where does the half an hour come from? So Zohar says Shor Chada. Yeah? And Shor Chada, most of the, I'll give you a whole list of people that say Shor Chada means an hour. Prichodosh, Shlok, Kodosh, Tegon, Mechus Yaakov, Kritoya, the Yaivet, or Chashulchon, Pistachim Hida, Chido, Takishiva, Yav Yoimer, Mishaluchas, they all say that Shor means an hour. So where does half an hour come from? So half an hour, which is more trouble in the veld, a lot of people say half an hour, comes from the place that he says that Shor doesn't mean an hour, it means a time. Tosh says in Sota that men waited for Moshe by the reeds for a whole hour, that's what Gemara says. Tosh says Shor lav dafka, elohadin shlish Shor revia Shor. Yeah? So you see that Shor doesn't mean exactly hour, but Shor means a fixed time. And I saw a different rabbi brought from the Madan Yom Tov on the Rosh, he said we say 5-6 times a day. A filler Shor Echas. Yeah? What does Shor Echas mean? And everyone knows that if your heart starts breathing for an hour, then he's long gone. Even a Shor Echada means it can be a minute or two. Therefore they say, well, so Shor doesn't mean an hour, it can mean also in half an hour. So it's why half an hour? So all you can say, Rubik Kikule. Yeah, that's what I saw on Pshat. Or the Mechaba holds, you know what, anything. The Ramal says an hour. Just to make a Pshara, half an hour.
All this Shevington package, all the pizza bland.